Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I am so excited to hang out with you today. If you haven't already, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and check out the brand new video I just made on the five shifts that you need to take your cleaning company to the next level, get the time and money freedom that you have always dreamed of that probably got you into this business. So growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the complimentary on-demand training I made just for you. It is fantastic. Today, we are chatting with Del Robinson from Quality First Services. They've been serving the Montgomery, Alabama area for a couple of years now with commercial cleaning services. Del, welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you.
Glad to have you. So how'd you wander into the cleaning business? How'd you wander into Cleaning Nation? What's your story? Talk to us.
I met a friend some years back, and he was in the cleaning business, and I was curious about it. So we was working together. Actually, I was working up under him, and I was doing real estate. And to make a long story short, I got the idea to start, you know, a business of my own. And I gave him a call, and he just basically invited me over to his home and walked me through the rope there to the do's and don'ts of, you know, starting a cleaning business. And I just took it from there.
Beautiful. And how many employees do you guys have currently?
At the moment, so maybe three employees.
That is the fun thing about the cleaning business. The number of employees you have can change depending on the day that you are asked. So I totally know how that goes. Well, what's going on in your world that I can help you with today, my friend?
Just looking to expand from doing it part-time to full-time.
Okay, and that is a very common theme amongst Cleaning Nation with folks starting part-time and wanting to go full-time. So let me get some information. We'll kind of talk about a system or process of how you'd make that transition. So right now, are you doing any of the cleaning, some of the cleaning, all the cleaning? What's going on there?
Some of the cleaning.
Okay. 50%, 20%, 80%?
Maybe 50% of it.
Okay. So the first and foremost, and all this is in, I think you mentioned off air that you're a member of Grow My Cleaning Company, which is great. You've got all the tools that you need, but I'll kind of pick through the pieces that you're going to want specifically to go from part-time to full-time. First and foremost, we got to be really clear on our goals. A lot of people just want to grow, but they don't know what that looks like or how much or how to do it. So first and foremost, we need a plan in terms of growth. So you don't have to share with everybody, but the step one would be what income do you personally need to make to quit, right? And that doesn't always have to be your income, right? Say if you're making 50 grand a year, some guys are like, well, if this thing could just do 40 grand a year, that would be enough for me to quit. Or I need to make 70 before I quit. So obviously what you're making now is a starting point, but it's not necessarily the exact same thing. So first and foremost, we need to get a number of how much profit do I need to make to quit the business. Does that make sense for a first step?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Once you've got that, we got to outline a plan in terms of, okay, what would that look like? So obviously, if we want a business that we don't have to do all the work ourselves, we're going to have expenses and overhead and all that. And a good starting point is 20% net profit. So let's say I need to make $10,000 a month in my cleaning business personally to quit my job. If I'm only making a 20% net profit, I'd have to divide 10,000 by 20% and come up with $50,000. So I'd know, okay, well, if I want to make $10,000 a month, I have to have a $50,000 cleaning company making a 20% profit. Then I might go, well, how many? So I need $50,000 in customers. Well, I've already got 5,000, right? You got to start with where you're at. So you go, well, if I've got 5,000 in customers, I need another 45,000 in customers. That makes sense? Okay. So now it's just easy. We take our average customer value, divide. So if we need $45,000 in revenue and our average customer is worth $1,000 a month, well, we need 45 new customers. Are you with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And part of what we have in the Clean Profit Method is tracking IBSBS, I call it, inquiries, bid, sales by source. Once you know how many sales you need. So if you need 45 and you're like, well, I want to have this happen in the next 2 years, well, it's 24 months. So you might say, well, if I get two sales per month, that's 48 sales, right? As long as I don't, plus you have to any losses. If you have someone quit, you have to replace them. But just to keep the math easy, we'll say we need two sales per month. Well, you might go, well, of the bids that I give on a commercial world, I have to give, let's say four bids to get one sale. Well, then you know you got to get eight bids per month to get your two sales, to get your $45,000 to get your home. And then once you say bids, how many inquiries do I need to give a bid? You know, well, every, you know, three people that call in, I only give a bid one. Okay, so now we need eight bids, 24 inquiries, eight bids, two sales to get us where we need to go. So that's the kind of planning that you need to do first and foremost. Fair?
Yeah.
Once you've got that plan in place, the second and third steps, and again, these are steps four through six and seven through nine in the Clean Profit Method, is you need two main funnels. The first funnel is a client attraction funnel. So what we can't have to grow is you out there hustling, right? We need systems that bring pre-qualified clients that know, like, and trust us, that are ready to buy, that already understand what we do and are hopefully pre-educated, pre-sold to come to you. So we need a system that brings enough leads to you. The second system or process we need is a system that brings in enough applicants to do the work, right? And all of us, typically, we just kind of hustle and do the work ourselves and don't really have a system. It's really hard to scale that way. So those are the two funnels that we need to have running 100% of the time, the funnel to bring us clients and the funnel to bring us employees. So those are really the three steps. Actually, I left one out. First step is to create our goals and really get really clear on how many inquiries, bids, and sales we need per week or per month to hit our goal in the time frame that we want. The second thing is we got to get out of cleaning, right? It's very hard to go full time in a business if you're still cleaning. So we want to move to doing 0% of the cleaning and spending all of our time on the funnel, that building a funnel that attracts employees and customers to us. And then we start creating those two main funnels. And once you've got that done, you are absolutely ready to go full time. Questions, comments, rude remarks, thoughts, where are we at?
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Anything stopping you? Anything holding you back? What else do you need before we move on to lightning round?
Marketing. I guess marketing, good marketing strategies I could use.
Again, that's a big topic, and I could talk for hours for that. But the key is that you create systems that bring customers to you, right? So what we don't want is, I guess a system would be you could just knock on 100 doors every day until somebody says yes. That would be a system, but it doesn't work independently of you, and you're chasing, not attracting. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The positioning, if I knocked on your door and said, hey, Dell, if you give me some money, I'll coach you in your cleaning company, not great, right? But if I put out a podcast or a YouTube video or a webinar or a website, I have all sorts of information that helps you grow your cleaning company, magically you guys come to me and go, oh my gosh, Micah, I want more, help me out. So what we want to do is find out, and again, this is step three of the Clean Profit Method. You got to be very clear on your niche, who it is you're trying to serve. And once you know exactly who you're trying to serve, we have to understand if they have pain, right? If there's no pain, if none of you owners your cleaning companies out there wanted to grow, I couldn't help you, right? There's a lot of owners, but if they're like, nope, I'm happy where I'm at, I'd be out of business. There's nothing I can do to bring value to your life. So first I had to make sure that you guys have pain, and you do. And then we have to figure out a way to solve that pain. Once you solve that pain, you can start breaking off little solutions of that for free, right? So I help people for free in the podcast. I help them solve their pain, establish myself as authority, go, wow, this guy really knows who I am, what I need, and how to make my life better. If this is how cool he is for free, just on the podcast or, you know, with the webinar or whatever they've got, how amazing would it be for him to work with me? So that's the exact same strategy we want to use when you're see how that's attracting clients, and it's scalable, right? I've done over 300, you know, probably closer to 400 podcasts by now, and there are thousands of people listening to them right this moment in all parts of the world while I'm talking to you. And later tonight, I'm going to go to bed and I'll be sleeping, and there'll be thousands of people listening to my podcast going, oh my gosh, I got to get that guy to help me. So I guess the big thing is a concept, overreaching, because we can't dip into detailed marketing strategies now, is understand who your customer is, know their pain, find a way to solve that pain for them, a piece of that pain for them for free, which will attract them to want to know more about what you'll do for money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Any other questions before we hit the lightning round? I give you the chance to share some of your experience after being in the business for so long.
No, not at the moment.
All right, well, let's do the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Cleaning Nation, as we head into the lightning round, I really want to invite you, if you like just exactly this, if you like the coaching that I'm giving Dell, if this is helping in your world and you want more, just like I'm coaching Dell to do, I'm going to give you more free stuff that's going to help make your life better. And some of you who will see that free stuff are going to go, oh my gosh, I love this and I want more. And you're going to call and beg me to be a customer and we'll have that conversation. But the next step would be to go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the free on-demand training I made for you. It is amazing. It's at growmycleaningcompany.com. All right, let's hit the lightning round. Dell, three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
A lot of advice. I guess, don't be afraid to just go for whatever it is that you want to do.
All right. Very inspiring advice. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake? I know you've been doing this for years now. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from you?
Not having a real strong working behind me.
Not having a good team, you say? Okay, that makes perfect sense. And finally, what's the best book that you've read in the last couple of weeks, last couple of years, or in your life, so we can all kind of share some best practices?
Your Wish is Your Command by Kevin Trudeau.
Your Wish is Your Command by Kevin Trudeau. Love it. All right, Dell, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Dell's show notes page and the video I keep talking about and all the podcasts, blogs, basically any tool that you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. If you liked what you heard here, you're going to love it there. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.